Nolte, glad mad 70% did not see any media stories of people living with HIV. By John Nolte on August 20, 2026. The humorless, godless, out and proud groomers and fascists at GLAAD just released a stunning report no normal gay or straight person will care about. GLAAD's sixth annual State of HIV Stigma report contains this bombshell. 72% of Americans report they have not seen stories featuring real people living with HIV in the media over the past 12 months, an increase from 66% in 2024. Count me among those happy 72%. However, I've also not seen any stories featuring people living with anal cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, pneumono-ultramicroscopic silico-volcano-coniosis, chlamydia, or the common cold. Where are the stigma reports? Where is the outrage? When the public sees people living with HIV lead long and successful lives, it helps inspire comfort with HIV testing and treatment, GLAAD adds. Okay, but it also probably inspires a lot of risky sex. The report adds that nearly as many Americans, 70%, say they have not seen a movie or TV show that depicts a person living with HIV. That tells me the planet is healing. GLAAD found that out of 225 studio movies, only one called, Don't You Dare Laugh, Fairyland portrayed a character living with HIV. It gets worse. Only 0.09% of podcasts mention HIV, and only 15% of those polled saw a mention of HIV on social media. GLAAD said in a statement, Americans need accurate information, authentic stories and policies that reflect today's realities about living with HIV and the huge advancements in prevention and treatment. This report should be a call to action for media, public health leaders, policymakers and advocates to ensure that the way we talk about HIV catches up with what science has already made possible. Ending HIV will require all of us to choose truth over misinformation, visibility over silence and facts over fear. 2 points. The first is that now that most people can survive HIV, the urgency for raising awareness has evaporated. People still get COVID, but we no longer make a big deal out of it because there's a vaccine and natural immunity. So it is no longer killing people, or at least as many people. Secondly, in the age of streaming and home video, in an era where everyone has access to any kind of media they desire, people are making a choice not to watch Philadelphia, 1993. And the band played on, 1993, Longtime Companion, 1989, and An Early Frost, 1985. Where's my polio movie? Well, polio isn't a problem anymore. Where's my testicular cancer movie? Well, only 630 men died of it last year. According to the CDC, about 4,600 people died of HIV/AIDS in 2024. Meanwhile, 683,491 died of heart disease in 2024, and I don't think I've ever seen a movie or TV show about heart disease. I have no issue with homosexuals who just go about the business of living their lives. More power to them. But I freaking despise the narcissistic gay movement. Acknowledge we're special, or it's genocide.